in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. I'm Sarah Jessica, as always, and this is Hot Shots on Air. And tonight I'm hanging out with Kaylin. He's a 15-year-old hip-hop artist and dancer based in Toronto. You can find Kaylin on Instagram and TikTok as Kaylin_ZC, on Facebook as Kaylin.6IX, and on YouTube and all streaming services under Kaylin. So, hey, thanks so much for, talking to me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime, of course. I guess just to give a little bit of an introduction as to who you are and what kind of music you make, how would you describe your sound and style as a musician?
My style and sound is kind of definitely more hip-hop based, but I'm kind of wanting to experiment with more stuff in the future. But for right now, with the stuff I have out, I think it's more hip-hop and rap and anything to have kind of an upbeat, fun vibe to it.
For sure. Who are your biggest musical influences?
Probably people like Drake, because he's from Toronto, just like me. Also Logic, but I also like people from completely different genres. Like, I'll listen to kind of anything. So I don't know, right now it's probably like those are the main ones for the music I'm making right now, but in the future I think I'll get inspiration from a bunch of artists and kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, for sure. What do you feel as though you take from Drake musically, or what kind of, you know, inspiration do you take from him?
I really like his flow and the way how versatile he is. Like, he'll make a full-on rap song and then his next single will be like a singing R&B type song. So I really like his versatility and I admire that, and I kind of want to do the same thing where I experiment with my sound and experiment with my music and kind of see what genre and what sounds fit my style best, and also want to just keep switching it up to keep it exciting and entertaining.
Yeah, totally. Do you remember what you listened to as a kid or what you grew up listening to in your house? And do you feel as though that has an impact on your current style?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a kid, I listened to people like Michael Jackson and other kind of, and Bruno Mars even, just a kind of more like pop music. And I kind of, that's how I got into dance, from like trying to copy people like Michael Jackson and his moves and stuff like that. So I eventually got into a dance studio, and from there got into music and started writing and stuff. So I feel like it all started from like that point with artists like that. And then I kind of brought it, I still listen to them and I still bring parts of their music that I really like with me and try to take inspiration from that. So yeah, it's definitely helped me going forward.
When did you have your first aha music moment? And I like to call it an aha music moment as in that sort of time when you listened to an album or a single and you thought, wow, I want to create that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I have like a specific one. I think I just, over time from dance, I got really into music, and I just started listening to a bunch of different artists and a bunch of different styles, and I don't know, it just kind of clicked. I was like, I want to make a bunch of music from a bunch of different genres and kind of blend it and see where it goes. So I guess the first aha moment where I knew I wanted to make music was kind of when I first learned Eminem's Rap God, really, like, the fast part of that song. I kind of, like, slowed the song down to, and then rapped along with the lyrics and kind of slowly sped it up until I got to the actual tempo of the song. So I think that's kind of where I was like, this is fun. Like, I can see myself doing this and writing my own. So then I started writing my own, and until they got good enough to record and put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Do you play any instruments?
No, but I hope to learn in the future. Definitely something like even like piano or something, because yeah. I definitely want to start making beats mm-hmm. and producing my own songs in the future. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of like a need that you need to have to learn like just a little bit of the keyboard and learn how to put music together. So I feel like if I was to learn an instrument in the future, it would probably be the piano and the keyboard.
For so, sure. Yeah. Yeah. When did you pick up singing?
I don't really know. It kind of just happened while I was writing my music originally. I don't know exactly where it came up. I was just kind of like, I want to go into this style. I want to go into this genre. And it kind of just formulated itself. I was wanting to make that kind of music for a long time as soon as I started. So I was like, I think this is time. I want to go into this type of genre and stuff like that. And it just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you first start creating music? And do you happen to remember the first song that you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote my first song when I was like, I think 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't that good. I still have the notes from my phone of that song. From like years ago, mm-hmm. and sometimes I'll look back and I'll be like, oh, that's so cringe, I've gotten mm-hmm. so much better from that. And it's funny to look back on songs like that and other songs I wrote earlier on and compare them to like my writing style now and how much I think I've improved from mm-hmm. them, and how much I still have to improve from the songs I'm writing now, and I want to keep getting better. But I remember it's funny to look back at those songs,
yeah.
And listen to them and kind of critique them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember what the subject matter was of your first song?
It was kind of all over the place. That's something I think I've gotten better at over
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I think the first song I ever wrote was just kind of whatever rhymed, I kind of put it together. Didn't really have a subject or a topic to it. It was just kind of, oh, this rhymes with this. Let me put them together and put them into a song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Did you study music or take professional lessons?
No. I think the reason I started really getting into music was, again, because of my dance. So I started as a dancer, and I think mm-hmm. that was kind of my gateway into writing music and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening to it so much while I was dancing, and then I started getting into it outside of my dance and started listening to a bunch. So I didn't really take, like, any lessons or anything. It just kind of happened and I tried to learn myself, watching whether it was YouTube videos on how to pick beats that are best for your style, or how to rhyme in a certain way, or things like that that would kind of help me
mm-hmm.
along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you begin to look at music as something more than a hobby?
I think it was like my third song, I think it was. I was like, this is definitely what I want to do. I'm having so much fun with this. I want to keep writing. Mm-hmm. I want to keep doing this. I want to keep doing that. So that's when I created my first EP. And I was like, this is kind of my entrance into like really doing this. So I think that's kind of when it all happened. And I think that was last year. It was I put out the EP like almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of when I was like, I'm going to take this seriously and see where it takes me.
Yeah, for sure. Do you, when did you join your first band or perform solo? Do you remember when that first sort of performance came?
So I've performed in dancing, like when I was a dancer, like a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to perform my own songs, which mm-hmm. I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, I want to involve, like, dancing and kind of rapping and singing all in, and bring it all in one. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be really exciting. And even with dance, my favorite things about it were always the shows.
Yeah.
I just loved how you could get so much energy off just seeing everyone in the crowd and just getting energy. So I really hope soon I can perform my own songs, because I haven't done that yet. So that's going to be really exciting, and I hope to do that soon.
That's very exciting, for sure.
Yeah.
How did your family and friends react to you pursuing music?
They were very supportive. My family, they kind of helped me at the beginning. They helped me kind of find a place to record and learn how to put my songs on Spotify and Apple Music and all that. And my friends, they were very supportive. When I put my first song out, I remember going to school and they were like all streaming it on repeat for the whole day, just like putting it in their bag and just streaming it. Aww. So they were all very supportive. My dad's still kind of my manager. He like helps me with so much. He'll bring me to the studio to record. He'll listen to my music all the time and try to give me like, maybe you could do this better. And he'll help me along. He wants me to keep writing. My parents and my friends are very supportive.
Awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Toronto?
Yeah, my whole life.
Yeah. Why stay in Toronto? Or do you plan on moving once you're finished school?
I think I haven't really thought that far ahead, but I think for now I'm pretty set on staying in Toronto, just because all my family and my friends are here. But who knows, if something happens where a record label or something wants to have a meeting or something in LA or New York or something, I'll move there. Whatever it takes to really get it going and get excited to for whatever the future holds.
For sure, yeah. What do you think is special about the Toronto music scene?
I think just the community and how everyone supports each other. Like, you'll see, like, I think Drake just signed another kind of smaller Toronto artist. So I feel like it's a very tight-knit community that they know, since we're all from either Toronto or Canada, they kind of help us along and the bigger artists. And now, since there's artists that have gotten so big from music, like Drake, he's arguably the biggest artist in the world right now. He's from Toronto. So knowing, people know there's someone like that came from Toronto, they're going to be looking out for other people from Toronto and see where it goes and see how they kind of go up and bring themselves up.
For sure. Who are some talented local artists that you think deserve more spotlight?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. That's kind of hard. I don't know too many.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm sure there are some. I just haven't done too much research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Focus on my own music. But yeah, I'm sure there are plenty. I just haven't really looked into it that much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm missing some that, like, missing one that I'm like, that's, I'm going to be mad I didn't remember him or her later, but.
Yeah, that's okay.
For now, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Are there any other Toronto artists that you listen to regularly?
Yeah, people, like, obviously, Drake. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd is a big one. I've been listening to The Weeknd so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I've just been, like, hooked on all his music, so I've been going back and listening to all his music recently, like the past couple months. So he's probably the biggest one right now that I've just been constantly listening to and going back to. So he's a big one.
Do you have a dream collaborator of yours? And like, you can totally go big on this one, so choose whoever.
Dream collaborator, I have a bunch.
Yeah,
obviously Drake, I've been saying, but also someone like Logic and people like Bruno Mars would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
he barely does any collabs, let alone like just me, but he would be crazy, especially because he's one of the artists I was listening to when I was like 8, 9, so that would be crazy.
Yeah,
there's a bunch that I'm forgetting again, but
yeah,
there's definitely a bunch.
Yeah, no problem. What are the major ways your music has changed since you first started writing?
Yeah, I think when I first started writing, like I said before, I just kind of put together random things that rhymed instead of really taking time to sit down and be like, okay, what do I want this song to be about? What's the concepts? What's the idea behind it? Instead, I would just put words together that rhymed. And over time, I kind of got more into that and kind of took more time with the writing and just thinking of ideas and thinking of topics that I want to write about. And also trying to be as versatile as possible, because I definitely, with my first like few songs, they were kind of sounding similar because I had a style that I was beginning to adapt, but I was like, well, it would be cool if I changed it up and went with something completely different and didn't stick to the same thing. So I think that's how a big reason it's evolved and how it's evolved, just changing it up all the time and still trying to find my sound and different styles and seeing what fits me best.
Do you feel you've changed lyrically and very dramatically, or like how would that compare?
Yeah, for sure. I think before I was kind of writing just random stuff that I that would rhyme or whatever. And now I'm actually taking my time to figure out cool meanings and cool double entendres and different things that I can think of that would make the song better. Before I would write whatever I wanted and then just stick with that. Well, now I'm kind of going back and revisiting some lyrics that I know I can make better, or trying to add something, a cool rhyme scheme or something like that, that can make the song sound better. And even in my stuff like production, I've been trying to kind of add stuff that would make the song sound either bigger or bigger, better, just anything that could make it sound more like a hit, I guess I could say. But that's kind of how it's changed lyrically and musically.
So your most recent release from this year is the single How You Doin'. Can you tell me a bit about the theme behind that track and what do the lyrics mean?
Yeah, the theme is kind of me kind of talking to a girl and her trying to get her and trying to make her like me pretty much. That's kind of what I felt at the time and kind of what I felt like I wanted to write about. And that's kind of how it happened. It came together pretty simply, to be honest. I wrote it pretty quickly. I think I wrote it in like one or two sittings, just got it fully done and recorded it in my little basement or studio that I have, that I record like my demos in before I go and record them at the actual studio I go to. And it happened really fast. I just kind of wrote it and I changed things after, but at the time it just kind of happened really fast and I was happy with the outcome. So I was like, this is really good. I'm just going to stick with it. I don't want to change much. So I'm just going to go with it and see where it goes.
Yeah. What were you hoping the single would sound like? And do you feel as though the end result was what you pictured?
Yeah, for sure. I wanted the song to be really upbeat and fast and exciting. And there's a lot of switches in it. And that's definitely what I think it accomplished. I wanted it to be very, like I said, upbeat, fun. Nothing. I've written songs that are more deep and have more substance to the lyrics. But this one, I just wanted to have fun with it. Didn't go too deep with it. Just a good summer type track.
Yeah, for sure. Who did you work with to record and produce this single? And how was that process?
Yeah, so I wrote the single with a beat that I found on YouTube. So that's what I'm doing mostly right now. I'm finding my beats on YouTube and just sometimes, which takes a long time. Usually I'll like go through hundreds of beats just to find the right one that I really like. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now. Obviously in the future, I do want to get into more producing and I do want to produce my own songs. But yeah, then I went to a studio, which is Kingdom Studios, and I worked with Ashton Adams. And the mixer was DC, and I recorded it there and they sent it back, made some changes. We sat down, we were like, this is kind of what I want done. And yeah, it kind of just came together like that.
Cool. Very easy to work with then?
Yeah, for sure. They're great to work.
Awesome. How was the reaction upon the release, and how did you go marketing it as an indie artist?
Yeah, the reaction was really good. My friends really like the song. I'll hear them like just playing it randomly outside, which is funny. But I think I marketed it. Just keep posting. I made some TikToks. I just wanted to. It's kind of hard to market as an indie artist and try to balance. That's something that's definitely. I think it's the hardest part of marketing and as an independent artist trying to. Get all the social medias in sync with each other and try to post on all of them. You have like Instagram, you have TikTok, Facebook, you have so many different ones that you have to all keep going and keep posting on them. And they're not all like, if I post on this, I can post the same thing on this. It doesn't work like that with all of them. So I think that's the hardest part, but I think just keeping that up and keeping it going is what has helped me in trying to find things, even if it's small things, to either post on my story or post anywhere. I think that's what's helped me.
Mm-hmm. And I think especially being an independent artist, you feel as though you want to keep your marketing authentic. Do you feel as though that's been a bit of a struggle as well, especially because you're a new artist?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've had people tell me you need to market yourself as if you're already a huge artist and have a bunch of albums and all this, but it's hard to do that while also staying authentic. And because I am just like a normal 15-year-old who goes to school and does normal things like that, so it's hard to balance that out. So I think I've just more stayed on the like trying to be myself and trying to stay authentic to who I am side of things, instead of just trying to act like I'm the biggest. So yeah, I think that's it's difficult to balance that, but it's also I think I'm doing a decent job with it.
For sure, yeah. What do you hope your listeners take away from the track when they listen to it? What sort of mood do you hope that it puts them in?
Yeah, I hope it just brings them joy. Like it's a fun relatable, pretty relatable song to everybody. I hope it just, it's a nice summer track. So I know summer's over now, but still it's just a fun vibe that you can kind of play anywhere, whether in your car, whether in your room, whether you're out somewhere. It's kind of an all around song that you can just play, whether you're with your friends, with your family. It's just a fun song that you can just have fun to and vibe to.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So you also dropped a music video to accompany the song. What was your vision for it?
My vision for it was just to have, just to create a really fun vibe with it. I've had music videos where they've had more of a story, but this one's just me kind of rapping in different locations and not really focusing on that, which is kind of the same vibe as the song. I've had songs where they tell more of a story and have more substance to them, but this one is just more fun, more of a vibe, so I just didn't focus too hard on the different meanings of the music video or whatever. It's just kind of a fun vibe of me out with some friends and having fun.
Yeah. Who did you work with to film and edit it, and how did they make your vision for the music video a reality?
Yeah, so I worked with a director named Nucky, and we kind of just sat down, got some ideas. He put out some ideas, I put out some ideas, and we kind of just got it to a good area where we're like, we'll go here, we'll get some cool shots here, and you'll just wrap to the camera, we'll have fun with it. It doesn't have to be too serious, it's just a fun vibe that you can have fun with and not worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to hit pause on this conversation for a quick second and play everyone a Kaylin song. Chosen is a single from 2021 about dreams of success and putting in the work to move closer to your goals.
pushing up. Gotta keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. I'm about to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up. I feel like I'm chosen up. Gotta keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. I'm about to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up. Time to get out of this place. Gotta get moving, can't sit here and wait. Gotta go get it before it's too late. I'm just gonna risk it, I won't be afraid. Did you expect it to leave it to fate? I'm done with it, all know I need to create. So that's what I'm doing, I'm marking the date. So now's my time, cause that is my fate, yeah. Now we're gonna do it every time I go through it. I really gotta break through, figure out what's on your mind. I've been with it for the moment now, I really gotta show up. Figured about everything else, ain't no time. Started from the ground up, now we're gonna shout out. Gonna keep going, cause now I gotta grind. Gonna put it to the fullest, no matter what they tell us, we can never go back. What we've been waiting for. I just wanna do it, I'll be quiet, I can say some more. It don't matter what you think of me, I'm always making more. From now on, this is my time, so now I'll be taking yours. So what you waiting for? I feel like I'm chosen up. Gotta keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. I'm about to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up. I feel like I'm chosen up. Gotta keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. About to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up. Yeah, you know what it is. I'ma keep going like this. Don't believe I can do it, well, you have no choice when I'm showing you this. I'ma keep going like this, and I'ma keep rolling like this. It's undeniable the way that I spit it, you know that it is. So I'm killing it now, and whenever I feel it, you know how it goes when I spit it for sure. Nobody can stop me, so I'm at the top, and I'm changing it up. Now I'm switching the flow, haven't taken a breath, cause I'm one of the best. I put your headphones in, you hear the audio, and I still haven't stopped, cause I got it unlocked. Now I gotta go, be making more than we've been waiting for. I just wanna do it, I'll be quiet, I can say some more. It don't matter what you think of me, I'm always making more. From now on, this is my time, so now I'll be taking yours. So what you waiting for? I feel like I'm chosen up. Keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. I'm about to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up. I feel like I'm chosen up. Gotta keep pushing up, put it all in motion up. I'm about to be the legend, always smoking up. I'm gonna get there real soon, and yeah, I know it up. And yeah, I know it up.
For anyone just joining us, this is Hot Shots On Air, and tonight I'm speaking with Toronto-based rapper and dancer Kaylin. So we just got back from playing Chosen, a single you dropped earlier this year. Can you tell me about the theme behind that track and what the lyrics mean to you?
Yeah, so for that track, I kind of just wrote what I was feeling at the time. It was just, I found the beat, and I was like, this is a really good beat. I can't wait to start writing to this. And my whole kind of life, I've been doing music one way or another, whether it was dancing to it, whether it was starting to write it, whether it was just listening to it. I've just loved music. So it does feel like I'm kind of chosen to do it. Like I feel so passionately about it. I love to do it. I love what I do. So I that's just kind of what I felt like, and that's what I felt like writing about. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of where the inspiration for it came from. And yeah, I kind of just started writing, and I did that one, I think, and it took me a couple days to do that. I definitely went back and changed a lot of things in that song from where it was originally, and I think they all benefited the song. Like I think it was the second half of the first verse I completely changed. It was something completely different. Actually, I think the whole first verse was something different at the beginning. And yeah, I kind of just went back. I was like, I feel like I need more passion in this part. I give it a bit more energy. So I added a kind of a fast rap to it, and it just kind of rhymed differently and made it sound kind of different. So yeah, that one, I love the energy of that song. I love kind of how much energy it gives you. And I think that was the kind of vibe I knew I wanted to take with the song as soon as I heard the beat. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the lyrics represent and what I was trying to bring up with the song.
Yeah. Who did you produce that song with?
Yeah, so just like the How You Doing, the mixer was BC, and I worked with Ashton Adams on it, and the producer of the song, I'm not sure his name, unfortunately, but yeah, I found the beat on YouTube, just like How You Doing, and finding a beat is tough. Like sometimes I'll just go through hundreds of beats, and sometimes I'll just create whole sessions of just me finding a beat instead of writing, because the beat is one of the most important parts of the song, and that's why I want to get into production later on, because I feel like no one knows kind of what I want except for me. Like, I could look through hundreds of beats and none of them really fit what I'm looking for. So I feel like in the future I definitely want to produce some of my own songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the beat for Chosen, I really liked it. I heard it right away and I was like, this gives me so much energy. I know exactly how I'm gonna write this. As soon as I heard the beat I knew exactly what I wanted the chorus to be and how I wanted it to kind of sound and the energy I wanted to bring on it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, for sure. What was your audience's reaction to the track?
They really liked it. I think that was the first song I put out in like 5 months after I released my EP, because I kind of wanted to work on my craft a little bit and kind of, yeah, just work on it and change things and make sure I was ready for like the next kind of step. So my friends all loved it. Everyone, from the comments I've gotten, the comments I've gotten, the response I've gotten on the song is very positive. I think it's my best. It's the song that's done the best, so far in my career. I think it has just over 100,000 streams on Spotify now. So that meant a lot to me, and they're seeing their response on that song was very crazy, and I really liked it.
Awesome, yeah. What do you hope that new listeners take away from that single?
I want them to take away just that you can kind of do what you want to. Like, the song is about being chosen. I felt chosen to do music, but it can really be about anything. Anyone can feel chosen in their own way, whether it's, you know, writing books or film or anything. It could be computer science, literally anything. You can take it and kind of make it your own, and it could be like an anthem in your own life. So I feel like that's kind of what I wanted to bring to the song and what I want new listeners to take away from it.
Yeah, for sure. You released your debut EP, New World, back in 2020, so last year. What are the main themes on that project?
Main themes are that was a tough project to write, because it was kind of when COVID really started.
Yeah.
So okay. There was not a lot to write about because there wasn't much going on in my life. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It took a while. It took like, I think I wrote the first song in like February, and it ended up coming out in November of last year. Spent a lot of time on that, just trying to really, like, there was a bunch of songs that I started writing and I was like, this isn't going to work. There was a lot that went into that I didn't expect. Because my first songs before I released that EP were kind of just more fun and normal, and I thought it was going to be that easy when I started writing the EP, and then I was like, COVID started, what do I have to write about? So I kind of had to dig more deep into whether it was just literally anything that was going on mm-hmm. in the world or my life, mm-hmm. just trying to take anything out of me that could possibly be written about and kind of go from there.
Yeah, definitely. How long did that EP take to put together?
I think it took, so yeah, like I said, I made the first song I made for that was a song called Can't Tell Me. Mm-hmm. And I think the final song was a song called Time. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote Can't Tell Me in February, I think I started in either January or February of 2020. And Time I wrote, I think, September, I think, of 2020. And then it came out and ended up coming out in November. So it took a long time, whether it was, because even I went back and I wanted to change a bunch of things about the mixes of the songs and stuff like that. So it was a difficult EP to make, but I'm very happy with the outcome and I'm thankful I got it done.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Who did you work with to record and produce that project? Was it your same producer?
No, that was a different producer. Mm-hmm. His name was Reg, and he was the mixing engineer, and I worked a lot of it on, a lot of the production and stuff came from someone named Charlie. So that was what that EP. That's who I worked on, but that's who I worked on with for that EP.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were really fun to work with. They were easy to work with. Because I would want to change the mix of a bunch of songs a bunch of times, mm-hmm. and I kept giving the mixer like different tip or different just ways that I wanted it to sound, because mm-hmm. you know a mixer could go a different route with the song, and you might think, and because they might have a different vision for it, which is totally fine,
right.
but it's kind of, you kind of want to get it in like a good middle ground where it's both the producer and the artist are happy, and they're like, okay, this is we both made the song better, and we both kind of got our ideas to a good place
for
with
sure.
the song.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a favorite track on the EP?
I think, it switches a lot, but I think it's between, I think Can't Tell Me is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
But I also, I like New World. I like the song, like, structure of New World and what it's talking about. So that one's a big one. And I also like Leave Me Alone. Sorry, it's hard to pick a favorite. I keep on thinking of the next track, and I'm like, wait, no, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
It switches all the time, but I think right now it's Can't Tell Me.
Yeah, for sure. Could you go through each song on your EP and give me a little description of each?
Yeah. So Can't Tell Me was, I wrote that when I just kind of felt like I was kind of angry, and I just kind of wanted to get things off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
People were kind of telling me, like, you need to do this with your music, you need to do that. So I kind of wrote that kind of in response to it all. And that was a fun one, because I just got a lot off my chest with that one and just wrote it for to get something off my chest instead of writing to make a good song or anything. But it ended up being one of my favorites because of that. And then I think the next song was New World. I really like that. I like the structure. I definitely went in like a different route from Can't Tell Me with that. I'm talking about like what was going on in the world and how we can make it better and stuff like that, and how everyone's the equality and all that. So I think that one, I really like what I was talking about in that. That one was really fun to make. And then the next one was, I think, Leave Me Alone. That one was another one I kind of just wanted to get stuff off my chest. But I really like the beat for that one. So I really kind of got inspired by that. And from there, I guess just wrote what I was feeling at the time and went from there. And then the next one was Worry About Yourself, which I really like the meaning of that song, because it's kind of talking about like you can be on social media and people can have a certain vision of you that's just not true, or that's different from how you know, or how you know yourself or whatever. So that one's kind of just talking about that and how to kind of ignore what everyone else says and just worry about how you're doing, worry about yourself first before you take anyone else's criticisms of you, and just make sure you're happy with what you're doing before anyone else. So that one was a really fun one, and I like the meaning of that one. Then the last song was Time, and this one I wrote like a couple weeks before the EP came out. So like we were going towards a date of when it was going to come out, and I wrote that one, and I was like, I need to add this is really good. That one I was really excited to release, because that was like the two other ones, like Leave Me Alone and Can't Tell Me, that was one I was just getting stuff off my chest, just kind of talking about how fast time moves and how you could be one place at one time and then a completely different place in a completely different position at another time. And yeah, that one was, that's another, I think at the time when I wrote that was my favorite for the project, but I think now it's definitely Can't Tell Me. But yeah, those are the five songs and kind of a little bit about them.
Beautiful. Perfect. How do you feel your songwriting has changed since your EP release?
Yeah. So I think for my EP, I just kind of stuck to one kind of genre. There was definitely some versatility, but there was kind of like two beats I would like pick between. It was either let's go in a more pop rap route or just straight on hip hop rap. And now I'm kind of from there. I'm kind of learning how to write from different genres, different perspectives, and trying to, yeah, be as versatile as possible, not just sticking to one vibe or one sound or two vibes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make as much, if it's a good song, it's a good song. I'm not focused anymore about whether it's the genre that it should be in, and just worried about making the song good.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's changed.
Yeah, of course. So not only are you a songwriter and a vocalist, but you're also a dancer. When did dancing become a major passion of yours?
Dancing was like a major passion. I think I can't even remember when I started. Like, as soon as I could walk, I started to dance.
Yeah.
I used to look up videos on different dance moves and how to do them. And then eventually I was put into a dance studio and got taught from there. I think the first dance studio I went to was like a summer dance camp type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fun. So from there I was like, this is so much fun. I just get to dance and listen to music all day and just have fun with my friends and all that. So I think that's kind of where it started. So I just kept going, and then I got to like the performances and stuff, and that's where it really was like, this is what I'm really passionate about. I cannot wait to go on and do so many performances, so many shows, and keep getting better and progressing so I can impress different people and just have fun with it. So I think that's kind of how it started. It started from a really, really young age. I just loved it. I would collect a bunch of CDs that I would just play on repeat on my CD player, just dancing for hours to them, just having so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. How would you describe your style as a dancer?
I think my style is mainly hip hop and break dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, but I took gymnastics for a while to add, so I could add some flips into it. So
right.
I'm really happy about that. Mm-hmm. That's something that I would love to do in performances, because everyone would freak out and they wouldn't expect it. Especially because I think I learned how to do my first backflip when I was, I think like 8 or 9. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, like when I would do it, like they would expect like a little kid just doing a little dance, and then I would do like a backflip and they would be like, what, this is insane. So I think that's kind of how it started and how I would describe my style, kind of hip-hop breakdancing, but also a little bit of gymnastics and bringing some flips into it and trying to be as like expressive with my movements as possible.
Mm-hmm. You said that a major dance influence of yours is Michael Jackson. Can you name any other dancers that really had an influence on that style?
Yeah, someone like even James Brown,
mm-hmm.
like just different artists that I can, even like someone like Bruno Mars, where they kind of sing and dance at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I want to do in the future. Just bring it all into a show where you can, that's why I'm really excited to perform in the future and perform my own songs, because you'll see a lot of artists that'll just kind of go on stage and kind of just sing their song and walk around. But I really want to like put a lot of energy out there and just perform to the fullest while I'm out there. And that's what I'm really excited to do.
Yeah. What do you feel that this like physical part of your performance would bring to your presence as an artist?
I think that's one of the like main things that I want to bring to my presence. Just constantly be known for having a lot of energy, especially when he goes on stage, and just perform at my fullest, and then create music that I can do different things with on stage and perform to the fullest and change things on stage so I can have like a dance breakdown or something. So it'll be a big part of me going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my music videos, I want to add a lot of dance to it and just kind of, yeah, bring it all together, because I started as a dancer. That's what I've been doing for like my whole life. So I definitely want to keep going with that and keep progressing in that and kind of bring it all together with my music.
Mm-hmm. What sort of life lessons have you taken away from dance lessons, from being a dancer, from that sort of thing? What kind of lessons do you feel as though you've taken away from it?
Yeah, I think one of the things I took away from it was just balancing stuff like dance and school.
Because
mm-hmm. now with like my music and everything, I kind of know more how to balance it
mm-hmm.
because of stuff like dance. And I would go to my dance studio and I would still have to go to school the next day, even though I was dancing late or had to do something for a project or something. I would still have to get it done. So I learned kind of early on, like I didn't really have a thoughtful point of my life where I was like, how do I balance these two things? Because from the moment I started going to school, it was kind of already happening because that's when I started dancing. So I kind of just learned as I went along how to balance everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like one of the main takeaways I got from dance.
Yeah. In what ways would you like to improve your dancing? And are there any styles you'd like to explore?
Yeah, for sure. I want to have certain moves that like I'm either known for or just can get better at. Like I'm kind of done with learning just the same type of moves just in different formations or different choreography. Right now I want to focus on learning more actual moves and that can like impress people. Especially I want to learn more flips in the future. I'm learning to like run up a wall and flip. So I'm excited to like do stuff like that and just bring more like I guess shock value and stuff like that to performing and to my dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are there any other styles of dance that you've ever wanted to explore, you know, besides your kind of your hip hop and your gymnastics?
I think that's a hard question because like I've been doing those styles for so long, so it's kind of different to step away from those. I've took some different classes, like I took a contemporary class, but I think I've just always fall back to hip-hop and breakdance because I've been doing those for so long, and it's kind of like one of those things where you're like, if I get away from it, I just want to go back because that's where I feel at home and that's where I really feel like I thrive. So I think I'm gonna stick to those, but if I can do like a cool move in a different style of dance in a different way, I'll 100% do it. It just depends on how I'm feeling and how I can involve it in my music and dance and performances and all of that.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, not only are you in high school, but, you know, you're a dancer, you're a musician, you're doing a whole bunch at such a young age. What is your daily routine like, and how do you keep yourself organized with all of your projects?
Yeah, so I think I'll go to school, and then once I get home from school is when I start doing like my music and stuff like that. If I have any homework, I'll do that pretty much right away, and then I'll go down, and then I'll maybe chill for a bit because I just did homework and at school, so I'll go to my room and do something, and then after that I'll go down to my basement where I have like a mini studio and kind of just work from there, whether it's finding beats, whether it's writing, whether it's recording, just anything that I can kind of do. So I usually get like school out the way first, unless I have like a project that's due in like a couple days, then I'll kind of postpone it and do it last minute, but usually I'll get it done pretty quickly, and then I'll go right to making music and writing and all of that.
Yeah. How often do you dance a week? Do you still take classes?
No, I don't take classes anymore.
Okay.
I kind of stopped when COVID hit, but I still, that's the thing. Like, I don't think I want to take any more like full on classes because I feel like it's kind of getting to a point where it's, the same moves just in different ways. If I do take a class, it would be like this, it would be different. It would just be learning certain moves. That's why I kind of like gymnastics because I would learn to stick to one move and kind of keep repeating it and keep doing it until I got it. So I think if it wasn't a class, it would be a class where I was like focusing on one move at a time and just perfecting that and then moving on to another. Cause I kind of want to add more shock value than, cause I think I have like the basis of like my dance down. Like I'm not the best dancer in the world or anything, but I've been dancing for a long time, pretty much my whole life. So I think I'm kind of over just doing classes because my music, I'm so excited about that like dance isn't as like, I'm not as passionate about it as I used to be, but that doesn't mean I'll just stop doing it altogether. It's still a big passion of mine because I've been doing it for my whole life. It's like, that's what got me into music. That's what all this happened. And you can still dance while you perform and stuff like that. So that's what I kind of want to do. I'm done with kind of the classes, more just learning certain moves that can shock people and can have like people go like, whoa, that was crazy and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Do you plan on continuing your education after high school?
Right now, I've thought that far ahead. Like maybe, yeah. But sure. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just up in the air at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to just sit here and be like, no, I'm just going to go full on music. Like, who knows? In a couple of years, I might be, have a really good opportunity at a school and kind of just go for that. But if my music's doing really well and I see it like taking off in a really big place, I think I'll just stick with it if I can.
Yeah, for sure. If you were to go to university or college, what do you think you'd major in?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's definitely something musical.
Sure.
I haven't looked into too many, so I can't give you like one specific answer.
Yeah.
But definitely something to do with music, either production or writing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I know you have quite a few options there. You could go for, you know, vocals. You could go to, you know, a school for music vocals, or you could go into music business, or, you know, a whole bunch of different things. So you have plenty of options for sure. So as a high school student, you know, venturing into the music industry and creating your own brand and your own style as an artist, what do you feel is the biggest barrier in your way right now? Is it, you know, school? Is it your age? Or how do you navigate that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a mix of both, mm-hmm. trying to balance school and my career, like my music career and my age and everything kind of going in between and trying to balance it all out and focus on everything at once. Especially because people will see my age and kind of not take me 100% serious. Like they'll like my music, but they'll be like, that's good for a kid, especially because I'm still kind of beginning. Like I started making music when I was 12 or 13. Now I'm 15. Like I'm still young and I'm still trying to get better. And I think like pretty much almost like every song or almost every song, I'm kind of constantly stepping up and trying different things and making different things work. So I think it's kind of a balance between, yeah, also school is definitely hard, but I kind of like, it's kind of fun to go to school and have people like see my music.
Yeah.
Like they'll just like know me for like as the kid at school, and then they'll hear my music and I'll be like, wait, that's you? I had no idea. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But it's hard to balance them all, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. How has that been socially with your peers and everyone in high school? Have you mainly received good feedback?
Yeah, I've mainly definitely received good feedback. There's always going to be people that tell you like, you suck or you're not good or mm-hmm. you should stop. But that just comes with making music and doing whatever. You'll get those people everywhere. But from my friends and most of the people in my school, they all are very supportive. I'll hear them like play my music randomly. They're all really supportive, especially when they see like how seriously I'm taking it. Like I'm not just writing music and releasing like one song and calling myself an artist. Like I'm taking it seriously. I'm making music videos and everything. So I think that helps with it, mm-hmm. because my friends see that I'm trying to do it and I'm kind of succeeding with it slowly. So I think it definitely helps with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being an artist that's released the majority of your music during COVID, do you feel as though COVID has played any good part in your journey as an artist? Do you feel as though maybe you've had a lot of time at home to really hone in on your sound? Do you feel as though that time alone has given you maybe a better sense of self? What positives do you feel you've taken away from these forced restrictions during COVID?
Yeah, I think definitely I have a lot more time to just write, mm-hmm. and try to find beats and trying to find where I want to go with music. But it's also been easier because like you won't have, even if like pretty much all my friends are supportive, but it's kind of weird to release a song and then go to school because people will be talking about it. So through COVID you can release something and you won't have that to deal with. You can just kind of release it and just it won't be as serious of a thing. You can just kind of have fun with it and not overboard yourself with just whether it's like hoping people like it or whatever, because you won't really see too much of that from people that you know, because it's just kind of, you're just releasing it, and the people that you don't see at school every day won't comment on it, so that's kind of how it's helped me in releasing stuff, and it's also made me get better. Like,
yeah,
I think a lot of my songs have been released during COVID, so it just gives me a lot more time to focus on it and find out where I want to go with my sound and what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. What can we look forward to seeing from you?
So I'm hoping to keep releasing singles. I have a new song probably coming out sometime next month, so I'm really excited for that one. I've been working on that one for a while. I think it's probably my favorite song I've made yet, so I'm really looking forward to releasing that one. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to stick to singles for now and not go into like the route of like an album or anything, because right now I'm still trying to start and still trying to find my sound. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sticking with singles for now. I definitely want to do shows for sure in the future. I cannot wait to perform my music and kind of involve it, like I said, with dancing and everything. So I'm very, very excited for that, and I'm excited to see how I can bring that all together.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. This was great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. So everyone listening, you can find Kaylin on Instagram and TikTok as Kaylin_ZC, on Facebook as Kaylin.6IX, and on YouTube and all streaming services under Kaylin. And we're going to wrap up this episode of Hot Shots on Air with another single from Kaylin. Zoom is a single Kaylin dropped from earlier this year about nightlife, living by your own rules, and pursuing your dreams relentlessly.
Hey guys, it's Kaylin, and you're listening to Hawk Shots on Air on 101.5 The Hawk.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Yeah, we about to vibe, we got something new. Now we gonna glide and we gonna move. Tonight is the night, we turn up the woo, 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 woo. Yeah, got a lot of options, okay. Everybody trying to tell me what to say. So many choices, but I just turn them all away. Got too much on my mind, maybe another day. Maybe another day, maybe another day. Right now got too much on my brain, too much on my brain. So I don't know what to say, don't know what to say. And I don't got time to waste, don't got time to waste, nah. So now we taking sight. Breaking all the rules, can't tell me what's wrong or right. Now it's time to go, this place ain't feeling right. So just strap in because we gon' be living life, yeah. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I gotta do everything, enjoy, make everything perfect. I cannot switch, I gotta do everything on point. Doing this, it is a lifestyle, no it's not a choice. I got skill now, I got passion, you could hear it in my voice, ayy. Let's go to the sky, let's go to the moon. We on a ride, we gotta make room. Forget about the time, cause we about to zoom, 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 zoom. Yeah, we about to vibe, we got something new. Now we gonna glide and we gonna move. Tonight is the night, we turn up the woo, 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 woo. Yeah, got a lot of options, okay. Everybody trying to tell me what to say. So many choices, but I just turn them all away. Got too much on my mind, maybe another day. Got too much on my mind, maybe another day. I don't got time to play, just some things I need to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forget all about the breaks, soon we unafraid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't run into things to say, because what we do is create. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'ma keep going, everything I'm knowing. I just wanna get going, and I'ma keep showing. Give it a second, I'm glowing. So you know that I'ma keep going, and you know that I'ma keep flowing, and nobody owns me. Right now we just starting up. Yeah, I'm in a club. Yeah, I got skill, it isn't luck. Yeah, you know what's up. Get ready for this journey. Let's take a break from working. You know we all still learning. One day we will all be earning. Let's go to the sky, let's go to the moon. We on a ride, we gotta make room. Forget about the time, cause we about to zoom, 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 zoom. Yeah, we about to vibe, we got something new. Now we gonna glide and we gonna move. Tonight is the night, we turn up the woo, 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 woo. Yeah, got a lot of options, okay. Everybody trying to tell me what to say. So many choices, but I just turn them all away. Got too much
on my mind, maybe another day.
We're CIOI-FM, broadcasting from Hamilton at 101.5 megahertz. Just call us The Hawk.